Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How are you today, my friend Evan?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling good.
Good. Well, there's lots cooking today. And here's what's interesting. As you may have just heard me chatting with Maggie and Moose over there, the Mets stuff is interesting. We'll get to the Yankees, of course, out of the gate very quickly. But Stevie Cohen, who everyone's in love with still, and we agreed that getting May was a good move, blah, 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 waiting for the big nut to get cracked with a major free agent coming here. Steve Cohen went on Twitter yesterday, and he put out the following tweet, quote, "Who was the most interesting non-tendered, and why?" So here's what I learned. I know why the New York Mets haven't signed a general manager, and I know why the New York Mets have not signed a director of baseball operations. They want you to do it. Now, Steve Cohen, rather than hire someone, because Sandy Alderson took the job for himself, as we first reported here, has figured Met fans are really smart. Met fans know their baseball. So rather than bring in a GM and pay the guy a couple million bucks a year, I'm just going to go on Twitter. And if whatever player that gets the majority of votes on Twitter, I'll just ask Sandy, are we going after Brad Hand? Do we like Kyle Schwarber or whoever the case may be? So congratulations, Met fans. The new owner has designated you the new general manager of the franchise.
You know, it's pathetic. So last night I saw the tweet.
Right.
And I created a document on my iPad and I started writing down.
I was answering his question.
Yeah.
I started writing down the top five most intriguing non-tenders and why. And then I stopped myself. And I said, what the hell am I doing? Am I really going to do this?
Well, you're the acting general manager, Evan.
I did, but do you want to know my list?
Which
I just
tell
Steve. I can DM him.
No, I do, actually. But here's what's fascinating. Right now, as I said, there's this amazing honeymoon phase between Steve Cohen and Met fans. And I respect it. I get it. We all understand why. No reason to go, you know, go down that street again. But it's interesting because I told the story here on the show about a day that I was in the owner's box with Jeff Wilpon, and he said to me, Craig, what do I do? And everyone said, typical incompetent nonsense, Jeff Wilpon, no, blah, 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 blah. Steve Cohen just did the same damn thing.
He did not, actually.
But he did it with all of you.
Well, there you go. No offense, and I say this with as much love as I can muster. Asking you what he should do is sad and desperate. Asking intelligent Met fans, all of them, what they should do, that's a little different.
Well,
you
got to
admit, it's a little bit different.
I did tell him to re-sign Dwight Gooden, and Dwight hadn't played in 5 years, so maybe my advice was not the best. But it just shows you, and it really is clear, it's so tangible, every minute of every day in the Met universe, just what a relief it is that the Wilpons, for most Met fans, maybe all, no longer own the team because it's all perspective, right? If you like someone, your perspective on a certain issue is going to be different than if you don't like them, and that's just human nature. So here you have the Met owner who's being lauded by Met fans for asking Met fans their advice, but all he really did was say, who do you like? And I'll make sure my baseball guys check it out. Now, I think if you're a baseball insider, as clearly Sandy Alderson's very competent at that, the list that you're about to give us, I get, we all know. Let's just do this. Let's not pretend for a second here that, you know, Let's Go Mets Go on Twitter.
Doesn't have the same list.
Is gonna send Steve Cohen a name that Sandy Alderson is unaware of.
No, it's not that complicated.
It's not like Sid Finch is hiding somewhere in the bowels of North Dakota and nobody knows he exists.
Right.
But some Met fan living in Astoria is aware that this guy can throw 99.
No, you're right about that.
That's how, come on.
Look. Here's the thing that Steve does, because I want to explain this, and I want you to fully understand it. If the Wilpons were still running the team and the Mets had signed Trevor May, the reason why Met fans wouldn't be ecstatic is because they would look at that move and say, well, that's it. That's our offseason. We'll see you later. Trevor May is the first piece of what I'm expecting, and if it doesn't turn out to be the case, I'll be massively disappointed, a monster offseason. I'm expecting a lot. Now, will Steve be able to match that? We'll see. But I'm expecting Trevor May to be one of many, many, many moves that are going
to
be made.
But to be fair, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You tell me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
This is my belief for you and diehard Met fans like yourself.
Tell me.
What you are really saying is you have an expectation, because of who the owner is, that the Mets get two of the major free agents out there.
Okay, so here's
all the
why.
Other guys,
no. I can't say that.
You're not saying
that. I can't say that because I don't know how many of the other mid-tier free agents they add and how that makes me feel and any other significant trades they may make that I don't see coming.
You think if they added enough of the mid-tier guys, getting only one of the big guys, you'd be satisfied?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Oh, possibly.
Okay.
Because as much as I love Trevor Bauer and he's my number one guy, if you're going to add two quality arms in the rotation instead of just paying Trevor Bauer, that may not be my first choice. But if you do that in conjunction with George Springer and James McCann, and I don't think James McCann would qualify as one of the bigger guys, but he certainly, to me, one of my preferences behind the plate will be a lot cheaper than JT Realmuto. There are different expectations. I would look at that as a success. But I have huge expectations for this offseason. The bar is really, really high, and what's going to be interesting is asking me and other Met fans when the smoke is cleared, did Steve live up to our expectations? Because the bar's high, man.
You're going to find out, I mean, probably sooner than 90 days, but for sure within 90 days, you're going to find out. So we'll get into that with you, of course, today. The Yankees, you know, Evan, to his credit, was the first guy yesterday that even brought Kyle Schwarber to mind, and that was before the Cubs made the decision not to tender him. So he's out there. We'll get to that. But there's a big Jets story brewing as well today, folks. Yep, that's right. You would think I might start you off with the Giants and Daniel Jones. No, sir. The New York Jets. I think it's finally going to happen. I think he finally opened up his mouth.
Say it.
And put himself in a spot that even Chris Johnson would have to say is unreturnable from. Thank God for Adam Gase's mouth.
You know something?
You haven't even heard what he said.
I know what he said.
I don't think you do.
What Adam Gase did yesterday is he listened to the show. Apparently, he really likes this show. I have no idea why.
He likes me a lot.
I could see. Yes. I could see. You still want him to have a job, so I could see. But Adam Gase basically took your advice. He took your advice because he sat there yesterday and said, well, gee golly, maybe I haven't done a great job with Sam Darnold. No blank Sherlock. I mean, we've all seen it over the last 2 years.
I want to read this to you. I want you to sit back as a Jet fan and recognize that he has finally locked it up, sealed his own fate.
Injected in my veins.
Chris Johnson has now no choice, because I think Chris Johnson was on the fence. From the people that I talked to, Chris Johnson actually likes Adam Gase. Here's the deal. He finally did it. He finally said the words that make Chris Gase have no option other than to relieve him of his duties after the season. Adam Gase, when asked about whether or not he did enough to develop Sam Darnold as a quarterback. You have the audio, actually? You want me to read it? You want to hear it out of the man's mouth yourself?
No, I want to hear from the man.
Ladies and gentlemen, in a world where Wonder Woman 84 is on HBO Max and it doesn't cost you extra, we now bring you the mouth of Adam Gase, who seals his own fate by acknowledging his number one failure here in New York.
Help him develop his career, and you know, we haven't been able to do that. Oh. And you know, that's why every game is so important. Is keep trying to help him grow, keep trying to help him, you know, develop and see things the way that he needs to see them. And
you can stop it right there. The question was, have you done enough to help develop Sam Darnold? I came here to help him develop his career, and we have not been able to do that. Sayonara. Peace out. You get nothing. Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
Why, though, do we need Adam Gase to say the obvious, to confirm the obvious?
Because Chris Johnson is right now, and maybe Woody eventually, is the only brain and voice that matters. We all agree, and there's not a single Jet fan that says, you know, Adam Gase should be the head coach. So we're in lockstep. It's universal. Right. It's 100-0.
Right.
The problem is that, Chris Johnson didn't pull a Steve Cohen and say, what do you guys think? He didn't appoint us.
He's the opposite. He hears what we think and wants to do the opposite.
He did not appoint us general manager and de facto.
I wish he did.
So Chris Johnson still needs ammunition to be forced off that ledge to make the right decision. And Adam Gase is giving it to him. It's like Adam, it's almost like, I remember back in the day when, they blindfold you, give you a cigarette, and then a shooting squad would execute you back in the day.
Right.
Historically.
Yeah, back in the day. Historically. Right. I thought you meant like for me when I was a kid.
No, not in Long Island. Okay. In the five boroughs, though. Right. I'm not going to say it didn't happen. It'd be like saying to a guy, put on the blindfold, smoke the cigarette, and then hand the guy the gun himself, right?
Well, that's what Adam Gase
is doing.
But here's what I don't understand.
He's taking the gun himself, and the bullet is in the chamber, and he just cocked it, and it's finally over with.
But Craig, I don't understand something.
Yeah.
Adam Gase has said every different kind of thing over the last 4 weeks. He's blamed the roster. He's made excuses. He calls the plays. He doesn't call the plays. I don't know what Sam's going to do. Let me play the lottery. To I'm basically an idiot. He's played every side of this fence. And here's the truth. And I don't know if I can speak for every Jet fan. I can speak for myself. There's nothing this man can say that's going to change my view on him being just a terribly incompetent head coach.
This is not about changing your view or my view.
It's changing Chris's view.
This is now about what we're doing now, Evan, is we're lining up the pieces, right?
Okay.
We're lining the pieces up so that Chris Johnson has no choice. And the more that Adam Gase talks, the more little soldiers get in line that Chris Johnson can't ignore.
Right.
This is not about us anymore.
So it's about Chris hearing this saying, okay, now gee golly, you're fired.
Exactly.
Is he that dense and doesn't understand football enough that he needs Adam Gase on a Thursday morning to proclaim the obvious for him to realize the obvious? Is he that dense? Is that what you're telling me?
I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know the man personally, but I'm telling you, from the people in that inner Jet circle, Chris Johnson is the only guy keeping Adam Gase employed.
But he needs Adam Gase to tell him he's a moron?
Listen.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Now you're name calling.
A football moron. Being a little disrespectful name calling. All right, a football.
We're not that show. We're not a disrespectful name calling show, are we?
Stupid, you mean?
Stupid.
Who would say that?
Douche. But here's the deal.
Yes.
All you want now, because this ain't about us. This is about convincing the guy who makes the decision that the decision needs to be made. So what Adam Gase essentially is doing us all a solid. He's doing us a favor. Huh. He's lining those soldiers up so that Chris Johnson has no choice. Chris Johnson can't come up with some roundabout way of, well, let me explain to you why I'm keeping him. So that's why let Adam Gase finish the season out. We want to lose every game anyway. There's really no harm in that, I suppose. And let him tie his own noose, load his own gun, mm-hmm. and get the job done. At this point, the more Adam Gase talks, the better for our future.
So,
by the way, call Adam Gase up. Invite him to come on the show.
Yeah, good luck with
that. I don't think he does a coach's show, does he?
No, he doesn't.
All right, do me a favor. You call the Jets up right now and say we want to talk to Adam Gase, and let's get an official no. Maybe Adam Gase is in a spot in his career where he wants to talk. He seems like he wants to talk.
Right.
I know he likes me. Maybe the likability brings him in. He goes, all right, Craig and Evan, let's talk.
Right.
Maybe he wants to get a lot off his chest.
Yeah.
Maybe he's gunning for his next job. And by talking more, he lines up a new gig. Whatever it takes, I'll be your Huckleberry. We will give him the platform. You want to talk, Adam Gase? You talk right here with us.
So I should be happy with what Adam Gase is saying. Explain that to me. I should be like, thank you, Adam Gase.
Yes.
Thank you, Adam.
Because we all know we want him gone.
Yes.
We should be thankful that he's willing to give the ammunition to the owner to can him. Now, listen, he made a lot of money. He's walking away with a lot of money, so don't feel bad for him. He's got a lot of money. So now it's about, what do we need to do for the owner to recognize
Here's my problem. I'm not saying you're wrong. Here's my issue, and this is where my brain starts to get fired up. It annoys me to no end that the owner needs Adam Gase to say, I failed to develop Sam Darnold, for him to realize he failed to develop Sam Darnold.
That's a good point. But
that bothers me.
Don't let it bother
you. Watch the damn games.
Don't let it bother you.
Look at every stat known to man.
Here's the beauty. I'm going to be a big brother to you. Don't let it bother you, because
when
the flowers start bulbing again in the spring, new quarterback, new head coach.
I keep dreaming
of football.
By the way,
19 picks in the first three rounds in the next 2 years, boatload of dough. The New York Jets are going to vie for the division next year.
Well, they got to make the right moves.
I believe in Joe Douglas. I don't know why. Let's just get through it. Let's let Adam Gase do what he's got to do. Here's some rope. You need more rope? Okay. Here's some more rope. Oh, wait, what's that? You ran out of bullets? I found some bullets for you. Do what you got to do. We want to now encourage this.
Mm.
Let's not get upset.
Mm.
We know they're going to lose. Mm. Lose.
Mm.
But we want to encourage this behavior. This is good behavior from Adam Gase. I applaud what the coach is doing.
I still want
this
him out.
This sets us up great.
I appreciate where you're coming from. I do. I'm open-minded. I'm learning. I'm listening. I want this guy out of a job tomorrow. Actually, today.
Here's Eddie in Tribeca. Eddie, what do you got today, handsome? All right. Well, listen, I love you, Eddie, but let's save the cursing for like 6:30. You could probably squeeze one in, but the F-bomb's a tough one for me to hide. That's a tough one.
Right out of the gate, too.
Yeah, and I did have an effing great weekend.
Me too, man.
So thank you, kid.
Here's
Moose in Hillsborough, New Jersey. Moose, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Craig? Long time Jets, Mets, and Knicks fan in that order.
Nice.
Also a big Joe fan. So
yes.
Here's my thing for the Jets, how they can get better quick. One, we trade Darnold. Two, we do not take the quarterback with the number one pick, trade it for a lot of picks. And let's go get a veteran quarterback.
Moose. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Just relax.
Okay.
You're very tense. Relax. You had a nice big Chipotle burrito. You got us one, too. Thank you for
that.
You're
welcome.
Just chill. It's all good, man.
You don't know why that drives me nuts?
Just because Moose says that's what he wants, that we know
it
that's...
It bothers me Moose thinks
happening.
That. It bothers me that Moose thinks that's a good idea.
You gotta stop worrying about what people think.
Well,
it's all let him think
he's
that.
He's a Jet fan. I care about him.
He's gonna be the first guy in line at Fanatics.com buying the Trevor Lawrence jersey.
He's in the familia, man. I look out for people. But that drives me nuts.
Listen, who's your favorite Jet player of all time?
Curtis Martin.
Not the same as mine, right?
Well, I'm not getting angry with you about that.
Let's just listen. We're here to... Listen, 2-7 is about a party. We're having fun. It's a good time.
That doesn't bother you?
The fact that he wants... I don't care what he wants to do.
Don't the ideas don't bother you?
Sometimes they do.
Oh, okay.
But
Lane Kiffin being the next head coach of the Jets?
Lane Kiffin would be a great head coach.
Terrible
for a young quarterback.
Terrible idea.
Listen, he's entitled to his opinion. All good. Sometimes you have to beat a caller down. That happens sometimes.
So that was my beating him down, just screaming in pain.
Not on that.
What do you mean not on that?
Because sometimes stupidity shows itself.
So you just let him show his dumb opinion and then just let it kind of marinate?
See what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, if a fat guy walks through the room, do you have to say, hey, you need an extra wide chair? We know he needs a bigger chair. Why do we have to say it? Right? Just keep him away from the buffet.
You know what I worry about?
He might go in two hands all in on the king crab legs.
You know what? That's a fair comparison.
I got a lot of emails on that.
Yes.
A lot of the Hong Kong buffets in town, it's the snow crab legs. The Alaskan king crab legs don't always make the appearance on the Hong Kong buffet. Sometimes it's the snow crab legs, which, frankly, for me, waste of time. It's a waste of time with the crunching, the opening, the using your finger to eat.
I don't want to work when I'm eating. I just want the food in my mouth.
I don't mind, like, crabs. I'll go bang a couple crabs with the wooden mallet. I'm good with that.
It's like you're going to work, man.
I don't mind that.
Just give me the food.
Lobster, I don't mind cracking the lobster. Yeah. I'm not a huge lobster or shrimp guy, but I won't,
I love lobster and shrimp. I just don't like the work.
To me, it's the most overrated food on the planet because
it has
no real intrinsic taste.
It tastes great.
Yeah, because the butter tastes great.
Yeah.
Right. So why don't you just drink the butter? Like, shrimp in and of itself don't taste good.
Yeah, but don't you like...
Has no taste at all.
So, I love peanut butter and jelly. I'm not just going to have peanut butter and jelly.
Why not?
You got to put the bread on it, And that makes it feel like a sandwich.
You never just ate peanut butter out of the jar?
I did. I didn't enjoy it.
Yes. You ever take a half jar of peanut butter, squeeze a half jar of jelly in it, mix it up in the peanut butter jar, and then eat the peanut butter and jelly on the spoon?
I've never done that. I had taken a big load of peanut butter and stuck it on ice cream, though. That I like to do.
All right.
That gets me
going.
There
you go. You try to melt it or no?
Not really.
You got to melt it.
No, why?
Because then it goes over the ice cream like hot fudge or caramel.
Here's the thing.
You're
again,
not a caramel guy, I can tell.
I like caramel.
You don't like
it? I got no issue with caramel.
You're not a fan of it.
You know why I'm thinking of caramel? I'm going to make you a movie reference right now. Last night I was watching Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And the Matt Damon character said to the girl after she said, do you want to go out for a cup of coffee? He said, that's just so random. Why don't we eat a couple of caramels? Remember that scene?
Yes, but you butchered it, but yes.
How'd I butcher it?
Yes.
I watched it last night.
He doesn't say, that's so random. He goes, or we could get together for some caramels. It's just as arbitrary.
Yeah. How do you remember that?
Right.
I watched it last night, and I can't remember the
you
scene
like apples?
That well.
I got her number.
Yeah,
how about
good.
Them apples?
How about them apples, right?
There you go. All right. You're getting there. Your call's coming up for sure. The latest on a free agency with the Mets and Yankees. The New York Yankees do have a decision to make, and the Mets made a big decision last night. We'll tell you what that decision was and how you respond to it and whether you like it or don't like it.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Hey! 229. Carton and Roberts on The Fan. Well, you woke up, you went to bed last night, you were just a Met fan. You woke up this morning, you were the temporary general manager. That's right. Everyone got deputized by Stevie Cohen last night when he asked you guys, of the non-tender guys, who do you want? I guess that's a good way. GM by proxy. GM by...
committee?
Committee. That's what I might have been looking for. GM by committee. And then you just got to be the loudest voice in the committee room to have your take heard. By the way, while we have often used the phrase on this show, same old Jets, there is a little thing happening in Metland which would make somebody say, same old Nets, and it involves a bobblehead. Again, if this were under the Will Ponds, you'd be going crazy. We will tell you that story coming up by 3 o'clock. Oh, and one other quick note. At 6 o'clock tonight, we have the King of Staten Island coming on the show to determine whether or not Evan is ever allowed to walk foot in the borough and to see what we can do to save the stadium so that there's baseball, softball, something played where the Staten Island Yankees are no longer going to be. So I have that set
up.
So
I've got to, like, make my case for why I'm allowed on Staten Island?
We're talking to the King of Staten Island.
Okay.
You didn't know that. The boroughs had kings.
I didn't know that, no.
That's right. They
no,
do.
No. That's new
I
to
know
me.
You thought that Staten Island had its own mayor, but they don't. Each borough is part of New York City, so de Blasio is the mayor of all of it.
No, I get
the
that.
The boroughs have kings.
The king.
Yes, the
How
king.
How long has he been king?
Like 37 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hell of a run.
A hell of a run. That's why
so
I love
So he's very important. So if I want to ever go back to the island of Staten, I need to be on his good side? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, if you want to go to John's Deli in Staten Island, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to have to get the king's permission.
All right.
I can tell you that right now.
See if he gives it to me.
Here's Ray in Manhattan. Ray, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Craig and Evan?
What's up with you, kid?
What's up?
Got to go into the other room because I got some music blasting in the other room.
I like it. What are you blasting, by the way?
They just play some Cameo, Single Life. You know that. Single Life.
I like it. All right, go ahead.
Craig, I was calling to really apologize because I kind of laid into you a little bit on Twitter. When I tweet, you mentioned my Twitter at the beginning of the show. So say, hey, let me call in.
There you go.
Craig.
How did he lay into your Twitter? What did he say? I'm confused.
Was it the Let's Go Mets Go? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
There you go. Big Met fan.
I said that you were, Howard Stern was funnier. You're not funny as funny as Howard Stern.
I remember. I got it. There's a Twitter thing. Yeah. And then you cursed me out, I think.
You cursed him out.
Or something happened.
And what are you doing calling out to apologize?
Listen, that's why I don't mind. Listen, I'm
Evan. Because Evan's still on the show, and I used to listen to Joe and Evan, and I know Evan. I called the show, and I played Twitter baseball with him one time.
There okay. you go.
Which is cool.
But that's your excuse really cool. for,
no,
like,
listen,
attacking Craig?
It's all, listen, I don't expect everything on Twitter to be sunshine and rainbows, But Ray's but a good dude. We give it back and forth. I can take it. I give it back. We go back and forth. And look at us. Now we're breaking bread, having a good time.
That's right. That's right. But it got a, your response to me got a lot of replies, and then I was kind of fighting with other guys. Your fans, they really love you, man. You got your friends really. Love you.
Well, Ray, that is one of the things, and I appreciate your call, buddy. And be well.
What a weird.
If
call.
If someone takes a shot at me, and sometimes the shots seem to be, you know, untoward, mm-hmm. right? I respond because I know in the background there's a handful of people that are then gonna.
Right.
Bum rush to go after the guy.
Right.
And then it's like a gang thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and then you could leave the room and kind of let then the I just minions watch it play take out. Care of it. Right.
Yeah, not minions. That's disrespectful.
That is disrespectful.
Then I kind of watch it play itself out.
Oh.
That's all.
I give Ray credit. I mean, he literally just called up to say, yeah, I was attacking you on Twitter. We're good now, though, pal.
But that happens a lot. Hmm. Where guys will take a shot, I'll respond, and then their response to my response is going to be, no, man, I love the show, just teasing you.
Right, yeah. Right.
But it's all good. We're men. That's what men do. You don't know this, but there's a game called The Dozens.
How do you know I don't know that?
Just a gut feeling.
Well, why don't you ask me? Maybe I do.
Do you know what playing The Dozens is?
I have no idea.
Yeah. So playing The Dozens is basically just busting each other's chops.
Gotcha.
So you play The Dozens. It's like the old, your mother wears combat boots in the shower.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
I got you.
Your father's so dumb, it takes him 3 hours to watch 60 Minutes.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
That type of stuff, right?
I got you.
The kind of stuff you say about Tommy behind his back.
Oh, yeah, you don't even want to know.
That's the kind of stuff. Here's Josh in the Bronx. Josh, what do you got, buddy?
Cotton and Roberts, you are just so funny. You make my afternoons every day. I love you guys. You know, the jet owners, Johnson & Johnson, remind me of the football whoppins of the Mets, Fred and Jeff.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, by the way, there's a lot of people that feel that way.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, thank you for taking my call, and I'll keep on listening. Thank you for taking.
Listen,
bye.
I appreciate that, Josh. You keep on listening there in the Bronx. So we love you, buddy.
The Johnsons are going to take the mantle. Because the Dolan right now is kind of under the radar because I think there's this feeling that the Knicks are in good control. You know, Leon Rose is running the show. Let's give him a shot. Tom Thibodeau, World Wide West. So I think Dolan kind of is outside right now. But the Johnson and Johnson brothers, who's ever running the team, they're going to take the mantle away from the Wilpons as the most despised owner group in this town. I don't think it's even close right now.
Well, I mean, Dolan's not beloved.
No, but the difference with Dolan right now, for now, is that he's kind of exited stage left because he's put together what I think most of us feel is a competent group to run the organization, and we're going to give him time.
And
if it goes bad, then, it'll get bad for Dolan again.
And to be fair, Ranger fans will tell you that they've been competitive for a long time.
Right, well, that's the paradox
same
of
guy,
James Dolan.
Same guy, right?
Because and there's a lot of Ranger fans that don't like the Knicks because they're just hockey guys, and they look at Dolan and say, what's the issue? So right now, and this is my point.
Well, no, those Ranger fans happen to mostly also be Knicks fans, and they're well aware of the dichotomy
at
the Garden.
Here's where you're slightly wrong. There is a decent amount of Ranger fans who resent the New York Knicks.
Why do they resent the Knicks?
Because they want more attention. You know the hockey
fan. That's not about the Knicks, though.
It is.
That they don't blame the Knicks because people don't watch hockey or consume hockey
the way we
consume basketball.
I'm telling you, I got a lot of friends like this. They resent the attention
that
the Knicks get.
That's stupid.
There's a guy who works here just like that. Brian Monzo. Talk to him about it.
Because there are people, those diehard, dyed-in-the-wool, like boomer, old-school guys who love hockey more than any other sport from a fan standpoint, are bitter that everyone else doesn't get what they get.
Right.
Well, that's not the Knicks' fault.
I'm not saying it's rational, but there's
a sport that Americans don't like.
I'm telling you, there's a decent amount of Ranger fans that feel that way. I'm not saying it's the majority.
I'm sorry to say this, but you're all stupid.
Okay.
If you blame the New York Knicks because people don't like hockey, that's just asinine. People don't like hockey because it's hockey, because there's no scoring. There's not a ball.
Don't turn this into an attack on hockey.
No. By the way, I love playoff hockey. I'm not a hockey guy. I don't follow hockey. I'm not a nut about hockey. I could give you the basics of it. I could talk hockey if I had to. I don't enjoy the sport on a daily basis. I'm not a diehard fan. Never claimed to be. Everyone knows that. But this is not an assault on hockey. It's just a fact. Like, you have to come to terms sometimes with if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and sounds like a duck, it is a duck. You could talk about all the great things hockey has, and I've seen them, and I don't disagree. Americans don't like hockey.
as much as basketball,
stop.
Baseball, football. I can't say they just don't like it. Listen, it's just not as popular as the other three sports.
Americans, I'm going to watch myself here.
Careful.
There are things that happen to be very pure, very good, competitive, all that stuff. But there is still a factual, tangible reality of how Americans decide whether or not they want to see it and digest it. Right? Like the WNBA. Are they great athletes? Yes. Are they phenomenal basketball players? Yes. Is it competitive? Yes. Should little girls look up to these women as idols? Yes. Do Americans ever want to watch it? No. And that's not a knock on the sport. The sport is what it is. But Americans have no interest in watching it. Now, that doesn't diminish their ability, their talent.
No, you're phrasing it wrong. Not as many Americans.
Nobody.
What do you mean nobody?
That's
you're acting like there's no audience for hockey. Of course there's an audience for
hockey.
There's
not.
It's not as big as the NBA. It's not as big as the NFL. It's not a zero.
It is. I hate to tell you that.
But that's just wrong.
I mean, it's not like a 0000. It's like a...
Almost. There's an audience for it, though.
Not really.
My only point was, Dolan's to the side right now. The Johnsons are the most unpopular ownership group in New York sports, period.
I don't know that I don't want to argue with you on that, but I don't think I agree with you on that. I think if you took a polling of New Yorkers, I think it's a dead heat.
But here's why, okay? Let me explain
this. Not saying it's fair.
Here's why.
That's what it is.
Because when you remind people, hey, what do you think of James Dolan, it'll be a high number. Right now, we taking phone calls about James Dolan's ownership?
No, because it's not where we're at right now.
Exactly, because the Knicks are in this place in which, hey, you feel good about who's been hired, you feel good about the future, you're not killing the owner. The hockey team is fine, you're not killing the owner, while every other day, I know it's on my mind, you're thinking about how incompetent the Johnsons are.
I think because it's in season. I think that's cyclical. Like, there'll come a time in the spring when the Knicks are 10-40, and everyone's going to be like, oh, that Dolan again.
Nah, disagree.
And I'm not saying that's fair.
It won't happen.
That's what's going to happen.
Leon Rowe's going to get a grace period, so it won't happen. No, I disagree with you.
Rocco's in Greenwich, Connecticut. Rocco, what's on your mind today, handsome?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I think the Knicks and the whatchamacallit?
Yeah.
The Knicks and... what's the other team? Oh, my God.
In what sport?
I think they spend money. It's not the owners, because the owners want to spend money.
Who are we talking about? The Knicks and who? Like, I still need to figure out. What other team are you talking about? The Knicks and who? The Rangers?
The Knicks and the Jets.
Oh, the Jets. The owners, that was coming.
Yeah, the owners have the money, and they do spend. They're spending money, both of them. But it's just who they hire.
Well, yes.
You guys were comparing... You guys were comparing the Wilpons. The Wilpons did not want to spend money.
Stop. The notion that the Wilpons never spent money is so inaccurate and incorrect, it's laughable.
In the last decade, they didn't spend enough money.
They didn't spend enough?
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Come on. What are we parsing words here? They didn't spend enough money in the last decade.
Did the New York Yankees spend enough money in the last decade?
Yes.
Okay, do they?
Yeah, but they're always competitive. The Yankees are always competitive.
I mean, if you take a look at the Mets' history, let's not forget what franchise we're talking about, right? Are you talking about a franchise that historically is in the playoffs four or five years every decade? Is that what we're talking about? Like, listen, I don't like the Wilpons either. I thought they were lousy owners. So let me just be clear where I stand on it. But at some point, we can't rewrite history here either and make it fit, the little round hole that we want it to fit. In the recent years, they did not spend the way Met fans wanted them to spend.
Yes, exactly.
But overall, when you take stock of the Wilpon ownership of the Mets, they spent.
No. Hold on. Time out.
Time out.
Pre-Bernie Madoff, they spent like a big market team. I agree with you.
Okay. Well, that's part of their history.
Of course, it's a part of their history. And I gave them credit when they bought Beltran and Pedro and Delgado and Johan. Since the Bernie Madoff scandal, they were run like a middle market team.
No, but let's say that. There's this notion that the Wilpons never ran the Mets like a big market team.
No. You know what we all mean, though. You know that. You know that
nobody
the issues with
it.
The Wilpons is over the last decade post-Madoff more than it is during the era of Beltran, Pedro, Delgado, and Johan.
Okay,
they didn't spend as much as the Yankees, which I think we all have to accept, and
yes.
I did. I accepted that.
And by the way, that was the deal.
But in the post-Madoff era, how'd they spend? Where were they average-wise in payroll?
I'd have to check.
I'm
going to
tell
you
the answer.
What's the number?
Middle of the pack.
What's the number?
I think they were about 14th in Major League Baseball.
14th over the course of the last 10?
If I had to average it out, and that's not an official number, I'd have to really look at it. And then you got to go differentiate the websites that have different figures on it. They were a middle-of-the-pack spending team. Okay?
Yes.
So stop acting like, oh, what are you talking about?
No,
they spend tons of money.
There's this blanket statement about the Wilpons. I'm not saying you necessarily make it, but people make it. Like, oh, you've suffered for 25 years under an ownership group that didn't spend any money.
Okay, here's the other mistake
and plus,
you're making.
In the last 10 years, which goes back to what? You want to go back to 2011? Is that where you want to go?
2010?
However,
City Field era, 2009.
So, 2009.
Yep.
That was the first year at City Field,
correct.
So, from 2009, let's not even count this year because of COVID. Let's just say 10-year run, 2009 to 2019.
Right.
Well, that's really 11 years, but okay. You get the point, Evan. Stop staring at me like that.
Well, I'm waiting.
All right?
Waiting to hear where you're going with this garbage.
In the 1960s,
yeah.
How many times did the Mets make the playoffs?
Are you serious? They were an expansion team in 1962.
Okay, fine. In the 1970s, how many years did the Mets make the playoffs?
Only once. There were also fewer playoff teams. Oh, you are BSing the daylights out of this.
Hang on, if I may. Once you said in the 70s.
And look, they tore the team apart in the late 70s. We get that.
That wasn't them.
I never said it was them.
In the 1980s, how many times did the Mets make the playoffs?
Twice. Okay. And if there was a wild card, it would have been five times.
Ifs and buts were sugar and nuts, we'd all look like Big Mac. Okay? Sorry. In the 1990s, how many times did the Mets make the playoffs?
Twice. Well, did we count 2000?
No, I said the 1990s.
Then only 1999.
Okay. The first decade of the 2000s, how many times did they make the playoffs?
2000 and 2006.
Twice, yeah. Right? And in the next decade, how many times did they make the playoffs?
15 and 16.
Okay.
What's your point?
The point is...
What the hell is your point?
That's what the Mets have always
been. Craig, there's more playoff teams, Brainiac.
It's never changed. What? The Mets are...
The 80s to the 2000s? They made it as a first of two wild card teams in 2016. They had to play a wild card game.
The Mets are a $2 whore. That's all they are. Twice a decade, that's what you get.
Why are you defending the Wilpons? Like, why? They're gone, and they weren't good owners, and everyone knows it.
Because you are so in love with Stevie Cohen.
You're damn right
and
we
maybe
are.
He turns out to be great. But if the Wilpons had made the same exact moves
BS.
That he has made to this point,
nope.
You would have buried them for
it. Well, here's the difference, Craig, with all due respect, because I want to be nice about this. The difference between Jeff Wilpon and Steve Cohen is Steve asks all Met fans, what should I do? Jeff asks you.
That's right. Voice of the fan.
That's all you need to know.
Voice of the fan.
That is the definite, right. And everybody understands how dopey that is. And another thing.
Why would you take a shot at me? I'm your partner.
I mean.
It's us against the world. You want to take a shot at Jeff Wilpon, feel free. But now you're attacking me. What did I do? I was asked to go somewhere and I drank it in. I'm not the bad guy here.
You're right. You did nothing wrong.
I was an invited guest.
That's why I couched it with, I say this with love, because you really didn't do anything wrong.
Hey, good news, everyone. This just in, not breaking news, so don't play, but good news. One of my favorite restaurants, the Cheesecake Factory, has just announced they are coming back with the peppermint bark cheesecake.
Dude, say that again, the peppermint what?
Bark.
Bark?
Bark.
What's bark?
It's the peppermint chocolate.
Oh, I like that. I'm into that.
Yeah. With little, and sometimes they add a little red, white, make like a candy cane. Peppermint bark is back. So happy.
I'm into that.
More of your calls coming up. Plus, Evan has something that's going to possibly change the entire future of baseball. And we're going to walk you through that, of course. Adam Gase has now convinced Chris Johnson that he's no longer suitable to be the head coach. And how do you feel waking up today, find out that you have a non-paid gig as the general manager of the New York Mets? That's next right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.